Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And the pitch on the way. They're swinging a looper, shallow right field. It's a base hit. Here comes Birdie around third. He's going to score the winning run. Cubs win the ball game.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. So I'm curious, David, when we look at Craig Counsell, we talk about all the managers and coaches in town, and you got to feel good about everybody at this point. I think that that Will Venable is a lot better than the guys they tried last year. Let's put it that way.
Than you expected? Is he better than you expected?
No, but I think they're playing better baseball than I might have expected.
So
they're just, unfortunately, they're playing a good team. They got like three legitimate baseball players back right at the same time, and so they've played better baseball. Unfortunately, they're playing too good a team to really have that show. But it doesn't mean that they can't be better than they were. And you know, I know they're ahead of where they were a year ago.
But Craig Counsell,
what I find fascinating is that, you know, he's obviously in charge of a lot of different players. We're seeing, you know, we should talk about Matt Shaw a little bit, because Matt Shaw has come up and he's made an impact, and he had the walk-off last night. So that's the first of his career. And Matt Shaw, you know, you brought him up and you thought he was going to be the guy, and then you had to send him back down, and then he took care of some stuff and you brought him back. I would argue that Craig Counsell is doing a pretty good job right now with Matt Shaw, but it really isn't Craig Counsell that's making all the adjustments or making all the decisions. He's overlooking the major league club. So I guess what I'm asking is, how much of an impact do you feel he's been on PCA's development to the point where he is like,
well, I think
the top guy in town, as we talked about?
Yeah. In the context of the question, I think it's hard to compare sports.
Yes.
Because I do think the job descriptions are so vastly different. So when you're talking about how does Billy Donovan get Matas Bezelis to start the season slow and end it as a second-team all-rookie selection, it's because of the way that he challenged him and held him accountable by taking away playing time and forcing him to learn how to play defense, to take better shots, and appeal to something inside of Matas Bezelis that really helped and really was a product of Billy Donovan knowing how to reach certain individuals, certain players. That's what great basketball coaches do. That's what great football coaches do. I even think that's what great hockey coaches do. In baseball, it's similar but different. I don't know if Craig Counsell sat down with PCA and had a talk in Arizona at Sloan Park or over the offseason at the Cup Convention, whatever the case may be, and said, you know what? This is the year. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. We're going to do this together. I think that sometimes player development in baseball is a product of the way the front office or organization handles promotions, handles demotions, and handles the kinds of things that are front office jobs and front office decisions. And the manager's role is to treat everybody the same on a daily basis, which I think is Craig Council's greatest strength. He is the same guy, whether they're 13 games ahead, above 500 and quite a role this year, or if they were, you know, playing bad baseball like they were a year ago at this time. That, to me, I think, is the consistency that guys like PCA crave.
And I got no problem with that, but my point is simply, you know, they have all sorts of people within the organization that are breaking down all sorts of different things, and they've got experts in different fields. And they, like, you know, you can, if you're a Craig Counselor, you can say, hey, here's a young guy playing third base who's not doing well enough. He's got to go back down. That's what you can say. But you can't tell him, and maybe he did have a part in this because he had a really wacky swing himself. But you can't. Somebody had to say, "Well, that leg kick is too high, and you're slow as a result getting back around, and we got to lower that."
Right.
We got to.
Right.
Someone had to identify, recognize, work with, and change what was happening at the major league level that was creating his failure to succeed. I don't want to say it was a failure at the major league level. It was just he just couldn't succeed at it.
But it was. It was a failure.
Well, yeah.
It was a failed start to the season.
Of course
he had a tough month. And since he's come back, he's hitting .355 in 31 at-bats in eight games.
But changed something.
Your point is good. But the changes sometimes in baseball are technical. I think maybe Craig Counsell, in the Miguel Amaya example, remember last year, he is the one, I believe, credited with changing Miguel Amaya's swing that turned his season around. I think what Craig Counsell can do as a manager, and I think what he tends to do as a strength, is that he is consistent with the player and he doesn't give up on these guys. And he doesn't speak about them publicly in a way that suggests that he has given up on them. And that matters.
And when he does speak of them publicly, I'm thinking about Ben Brown. He just sends a message that is a message he probably says privately to the guy.
But it's strategic, I think.
I agree with
you. Because, you know what, he doesn't waste his words. So when he says something like that, it is pointed and it can be powerful. So that's why I think guys like Craig Counsell are excellent communicators, because they don't talk too much and they don't change a lot.
But you know, who has done a great job in town? Like, you can say Billy Donovan denied playing time to Mathis Buzelis, and that helped him develop as a player. Who
Billy Donovan's the most proven.
Are there more examples of that? Can you think of
Will Venable's just getting started.
Yes.
I think when you talk about Billy Donovan, I think that's the best example. I wish he could tap into Patrick Williams in the same way. He has tried and failed to do that. I don't know if he has failed as much as the player has failed, but that's been a curiosity and a mystery, an enigma wrapped inside a riddle.
Yeah.
As far as football goes, that's the challenge for Ben Johnson, because he's brought here to do two things. Technically and schematically improve Caleb Williams' production level, but also for the 52 other guys on the roster, motivate them in a way or unify them in a way that makes the whole the greater than the sum of the parts. And I think you want that team and the collective belief to rally behind whatever Ben Johnson says and whatever Ben Johnson, however he chooses to motivate his team. That's what great football coaches do. That's the Dan Campbell example, I think. When Jeff Blashill brings up Dan Campbell on day one, don't you think that's got to be part of it? The way that you talk about culture, we overuse that word in pro sports, but that's what we're talking about.
It's an important word in
pro belief.
Sports. We totally overuse it. The thing that, like when you say something like, we can't speed the process, and you may believe that, but it just sends me to a dark place because of the process in Philadelphia and how they preach that and look what happened with it. It's just hard to hear that used if it doesn't succeed. You know what I'm saying? And the problem I have with Dan Campbell, there's nothing wrong with him saying that. It's just, the only thing I would say to him, it's like if I'm giving a political speech and I want to quote someone, I would be more likely to quote like a forefather of America than say, come up with somebody like,
Benjamin Franklin.
Marks. Or,
oh, yeah. Okay.
Or I'm just saying, like, you wanna stay with the kind of like. And I'm not, I mean, you know.
But you also might be influenced by somebody whose career yours overlapped with.
Yeah, I understand that.
And the proximity to Dan Campbell was why he brought it up.
But had he mentioned Ditka, when Ditka came to Chicago, that would have been a guy that had done a lot of work and a lot of research.
Yeah, but, and we would accuse him of pandering.
And I got no problem with pandering, frankly. I'm just saying, you should know your audience a little bit better. There's nothing wrong with what he said, mm-hmm. but it's just like, as I mentioned to you, I must have lost track of all the championships that Dan Campbell won.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming
from. I thought that the Detroit Lions had never in their history been to a Super Bowl.
And they still haven't.
Okay.
And they still haven't.
But who's their coach?
Dan Campbell.
And what has he not done?
Well, he has not gotten to the Super Bowl, but he did help change a franchise. And I think that if you worked in Detroit, you were affected by that or moved by that.
How about Scotty Bowman?
Okay. Well, he wasn't around for Scotty Bowman.
I'm just saying.
I think you're being a little hard on that reference.
I'm being hard on that reference.
Because the reference was totally as a result of him overlapping with Dan Campbell. And I think that it also, to me, illustrated that he wasn't that rehearsed to the point where he came
it
in.
It was,
I have to say this to this audience. It's like, all right, this is a very natural communicator.
I agree.
Who's referencing things in that, like, okay.
I know you're right. I'm being hard on him. I agree.
Craig Council comes to Chicago. Day one, he had a couple Milwaukee references. They were, you know, his Brewer experiences were definitely things that shaped him. And maybe from a Cub fan perspective, it was a while. And Dustin still sees probably Brewer stink all over him. But I think that when you look at what he brings in terms of communication, that's the kind of message. And when we go back to the original premise of this conversation, what does he do for PCA that helps bring him and allow him to flourish as a superstar in the making? It's being the same guy every day. And young professionals, young people, I think they respond to that kind of certainty.
It's also a lesson about baseball. You've got to be the same guy every day.
Which is different
from
other sports.
You've got to be like the manager. You've got to be as, you know, sensible, and you have to be as consistent as his personality is.
Yeah.
That's how you succeed at the game.
Right. That's a very good way to put it. And I also think that when you talk about Craig Council affecting games and affecting outcomes, you know, for PCA, an example, he probably tells them you can steal whenever you want. You got the green light. And you know what? Last night, that a situation like that paid off. He had the green light, steals a base, and it was a big one. And I think when you talk about those kinds of things, and you don't put restrictions on guys who are free-spirited personalities, I think Pete Crow Armstrong is certainly, or MVP, as we called him yesterday, that they're not necessarily guys who respond to that kind of structure. And the more unstructured, the better. Somebody else might be entirely different. But each great managers, great coaches have the ability to adapt based on the personalities of the guys they're coaching.
Let's bring in Tony. He's in Wonder Lake. Hey, Tony.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
You know, I'm going to say before my comment that this does not apply to Craig Council.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it could be a detriment to have a manager who actually played at a very high level. You know, Craig Council's baseball acumen is off the charts. He's been in every possible situation. And see, that's the beauty of baseball. Each play can have about 50 different scenarios that can play out throughout the season or a major league career. And sometimes if you have all that knowledge, you can tend to flood a young player's mind with, you know, everything has to be perfect. If they take all that in and try to adapt to all those situations, you have to almost play like you're perfect, and it can put a lot of stress on a young ball player. But he, you know, he's a unique guy because even though he's the smartest guy in the room, he will allow his staff to do their job. You know, he probably rarely gets involved in day-to-day baseball operations when it comes to player performance. It's something he trusts his coaches to do. So he's got it right, but there's a lot of players that manage who will do that. And it's just one of my thoughts.
Thanks, Tony.
Appreciate
the phone call. A lot of those player development decisions are made beyond the manager's purview. They don't fall on his desk. Like Matt Shaw, for instance.
Yeah.
I don't think it was Craig Counsell saying, I can't live with this anymore. It was more like everybody realizing
it's not working.
It's not working.
Yep.
And he's pressing and he's doing this and sent him to Iowa for a month and he'll come back better than ever. And you know what happened? He came back from Iowa a month later better than ever.
You know, so the opposite side of that coin we're talking about is when a player when a player is so good at his sport that he can't be a good coach or manager because he can't get you to do what he did. In other words, when, you know, Wayne Gretzky would never have been a great hockey coach because he'd be like, okay, now just score the goal from there.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and shoot from over
Grinders
there?
Grinders and overachievers make great managers and coaches.
Yes.
David Ross.
Yes.
Comes to mind. Craig Counsell is a great example. You look at guys who were just not necessarily
they weren't like
the most natural of
players. Sporting genius, to use a term. Not a mental genius, but a genius in terms of the way they played the game.
Our guy at 8 o'clock, Ozzie Guillen, everyone's favorite analyst, he kids all the time about how poor of a hitter he was. And he was a major league hitter.
Yes.
But I also think that him struggling at the plate is what an example. He wasn't a guy who was
He was a wizard in the outfield. As a shortstop.
He definitely was.
Yes.
And it came very naturally to him. But I think that's the kind of thing. Sometimes the greatest players, if everything comes so easily, they have a hard time relating as a coach or manager.
It's hard to convince you as to how to go about it, right?
There are exceptions to that rule, examples of guys who have been both, but they're rare. I mean, Larry Bird comes to mind. He was a guy who was a very Hall of Fame player and a pretty good coach in the NBA. Billy Donovan. You know,
yeah, he was a good player.
But he wasn't an NBA all-star.
No.
But he was an all-star coach because maybe.
But he was a grinder.
He was a grinder.
You would say that his game was Jim Rat, you know.
Joe Girardi, very good manager. A guy who was a catcher.
Catchers make good managers.
Yeah, they do. So
do goalies?
No. Goalies have a very different.
Very distinct.
Stereotypically a very unique personality. Somewhat. Not eccentric, but maybe complicated. I don't think they're the greatest communicators.
Jeff Blashill. Goalie.
Yeah.
We'll ask him about that.
That's true.
How does your personality as a goalie? I played a different sport. I played soccer. I can remember, I played with some excellent goalies, and they would, you'd be running past a guy. He's sitting there thinking about 7,000 things as he's watching the game, and he may say something in reference to something that was in his head, and you're just like, what is this guy on about? What did that guy just say?
Right.
It makes not an ounce of sense
because
he's standing by himself for 45 minutes.
Yeah, the best example in Chicago, obviously, is Mike Ditka, a guy who was a great player and a Super Bowl-winning coach. So there aren't many of those.
No, there aren't many of those.
And those are the exceptions to the rule.
But he was he was tough guy. You know what I mean? He was the guy that when the guy ran on the field, he went out and cleaned him out.
Well, he was the guy that if somebody was playing at a level above what you expected, you thought that Mike Ditka had something to do with motivating him to reach that point.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Because football and those sports that are more fiery, intense, I think where you want to reach a fever pitch – in terms of your intensity, those are different than baseball where you want to be measured.
Who's the best coach we've ever had in Chicago?
The best coach you've ever had in Chicago, either Phil Jackson or George Halas.
Well, I would say probably Ditka from a football standpoint. And I would argue, you could argue Joel Quenneville.
You could argue Joel Quenneville.
Because of the number of titles.
Yes, he has three.
You could argue
Joe Madden.
You could argue
he
Joe,
did the impossible.
He did the impossible. You could argue Ozzie.
You could. It's a good.
It's an interesting.
It's a fun. It's a fun question.
It's a difficult one. How many titles do you need? Phil Jackson. But Phil.
It's six.
Phil had a.
Yeah, it's something that, to do with. Yeah.
No, I'm not.
The way he motivated Michael Jordan was great.
I'm not dissing Phil in any way. I'm just saying Michael won titles here.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. It's an interesting argument. 312-644-6767. We've got Bruce Levine next. We're going to talk to our guy, Bruce, mulling on the screen.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I believe Bruce is ready to go.
All right, Pat, I'm down here with Michael Bush. This was a terrific ball game tonight, and the one thing that you guys have shown an awful lot about is the versatility of how you can win different games. You guys seem to stay in it. You can use small ball like you had the last two nights. It's really been fun to watch.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think, you know, guys like Bernie coming off the bench and getting a huge stolen base, which opens up a base hit like that for Matt Shaw. I know Nico walks, but opens up a hit like Matt Shaw's to kind of drive him in and just end the game right there.
Mullion Hall, always a delight to talk to our guy, Bruce Levine, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Hey, Bruce, how are you, bud?
Good morning, guys. And, you know, I appreciate you guys and the great production people that you work with making me look good all the time coming on the show, even before I come on. So thank you for that.
Well, Bruce, you are a hardworking guy. You were there last night to the end, and you interviewed, as we heard, Michael Bush coming in. That was a great at-bat, Michael Bush. He almost placed the ball where they weren't playing, and he drives in that run, and then Birdie pinch runs and steals the base, and then obviously Matt Shaw with the big hit. I'm curious what Matt Shaw's secret has been, because since he has come back, 11 for 31, 355, four multi-hit games. That's in eight games. Bruce, it seems like he has addressed whatever was not working, and he seems to be the solution to that problem.
Time. Time is what it's all about, guys. Time to play at the highest level, see what you have to fix, go back one level, and then more time there. This is a guy, you know, he wasn't drafted all that long ago. He doesn't have a lot of experience. I think the one flaw in the game of baseball these days is they rush them to get to the major leagues because there's a dearth of talent in the game right now. So with that in mind, it's like, well, we're not paying the middle range player anymore. We can't afford that. We're putting all our money toward the superstar. We're going to have to use four, five, or six young guys and wait for them to develop. And you're going to have to live with some of those growing pains. Some of these guys, you know, maybe 10, 12 years ago, were in the minor leagues longer than they are now.
Yeah, that is obviously very interesting stuff. When we talk about where the Cubs are at, they've obviously just won another series. Only four hits in game one, and then obviously needing extra innings. This is a pretty bad Colorado team. Do you think they sweep this series? Is it important to sweep against a team this subpar, or is it winning series? Is that all it's about?
Well, you know, winning series is how you end up winning, you know, 90-plus games. That's, you know, the call that we heard from Craig Counsell last year in late August, early September, when he said, you know, what are we doing here? We have to be a 90-win team. In order to do that, we need more talent. We need more people pushing forward. We're not settling for mediocrity. Basically, you know, like John Lackey said famously, you know, 10 years ago, I didn't come here for a haircut. Meaning, you know, he's coming here to win a championship, and that's exactly where they're at. The mentality is good. The importance for the front office to push forward and get good players and try to win, no better example of that than in right field when you have a guy like Tucker acquired for three good players to try to win this year. You know, how often do we hear that in Chicago now? We're going to win this year. And that was the comments that we heard from last year from the Cubs. And they're pushing forward. And so far, after a third of the season, they're living up to it.
As the Cubs get ready to go for the sweep against the Rockies, tune in to Raheem Ian Harris with Mark Grody today, 10 to 2 for a live broadcast from Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville. They'll be joined by Ian Happ for the 12 o'clock hour to talk Cubs and the baseball life. Cubs on Deck, powered by Verizon. Learn more about Verizon's deal for Military Appreciation Month at your local Verizon store. All right, Bruce, Miguel Amaya, not so good. 4 to 6 weeks, an oblique injury. That's longer than I think people anticipated originally. What do they do in the interim?
Well, you know, they're lucky to have a major league quality catcher, you know, being coming up and being able to catch for them right now. As to whether or not McGuire is going to continue to hit enough, defensively, he can do the job. We saw last night the combination of him and Horton and how important that was, because they'd been working together at AAA. You know, they'd worked together all spring as well. So there was a familiarity. It was the best outing by Horton by far. He had two outstanding pitches, you know, to go along with, you know, the fact that they're quality pitches on top of it. You know, 96 mile an hour fastball, an outstanding breaking ball, and showing a changeup here and there as well. Didn't have to use it as often against Colorado as he did in his previous start. But having an experienced catcher, you know, the offense right now, plenty good enough to get it done without Amaya not being there when Kelly doesn't catch. So, you know, right now they're in pretty good shape. But, you know, injuries are still a big part of what's happening for the Cubs right now. And hearing that Shota Imanaga is probably at least, at the very least, 3 weeks away, making that a 6-week injury rather than a shorter stint on the IL. That's a big thing to look at as well. Hearing not good things about Porter Hodge and his coming back from his oblique injury. Those are things that put Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins to work on the telephones.
What do you make of Genesis Cabrera signing with the Cubs, left-handed reliever from the Mets? Is he going to be a guy that can, I mean, I know he was DFA'd. Is he going to be able to help them immediately? Is he going to spend some time before coming here? What is your take on that move?
Well, they already have two really good left-handers right in the bullpen, something that they've needed. I don't know if you go with three, but fortification is what it's all about, signing as many guys as you can that have major league experience, have major league stuff. I think that's what you're seeing from Hoyer when we talked to him yesterday. You know, he talked about that this is going to be a seller's market, he feels, this year, not a buyer's market, and that that might be a little bit slow developing here over the next month or so. But, you know, teams like Colorado that are in right now, you saw a pitcher who used to be an outstanding pitcher, has had tough times as of late. Marquez, he's probably going to get dealt. And you saw him at his probably his best that he's pitched this year. Pitched a really good game against the Cubs yesterday in that ball game. So there are numerous guys on teams that are obvious that will be traded. As to when they will be traded, we're just going to have to wait and see on that.
Bruce, last night was a great example of the Cubs drafting and developing guys. Their first-round draft pick in 2022, Cade Horton got his first quality start as a major leaguer. Then Matt Shaw, the first-rounder in 2023, drives in the winning run. I think it's interesting because Mully asked a good question this morning. In what way do you think Craig Counsell has helped PCA the most or allowed him to flourish in the way that he has? Because the Cubs, whatever they're doing in terms of the developing of their young players, they're doing it right.
I think you guys touched on it in your previous segment, and that is consistency of the manager, right? The message is always the same, but there's also a positive and at the same time driving force, which is Craig Counsell, the way he goes about it. Like, we expect you to do this. You're doing really well at this, but we need you to do that if you're going to come back to the major leagues. This is not a demotion. It's getting more reps in at a position that we believe you are really good at. So the message, how it's delivered, consistency, all a part of what Craig Counsell does so well, and preparation for games. This is one of the most prepared guys that I've been around as a manager for a long time. I mean, he is a couple of innings ahead, as far as you see guys like Birdie and Bruhan, an inning ahead of the situation that they may be coming in, getting coached up by, the other coaches, talking about the tendencies of the other pitchers that might come in, that they might face, their moves to first base. Do they take a look at second base before they deliver? Do they look once and then throw the ball? All keys to winning ball games, like last night when you saw and talked about the fact, Pete Crow Armstrong stealing third base, making that the huge tying run.
Bruce, what can you tell us about Drew Baker? That is the guy they traded Matt Theis to Tampa for, the White Sox making a move with their excess at the catcher position.
I have no great information on Drew Baker other than he's an outfielder. They feel he's somebody that can fortify what they're doing right now. Is he the next diamond in the rough that they bring up? I don't know. They need professional players at positions. They're lacking there right now. Vargas is starting to step up his game. Look, if there was an All-Star game tomorrow, who would be the White Sox representative?
Miguel Vargas.
Probably Shane Smith.
Not a bad call. I mean, again, we're seeing a lot of player development, a lot of young guys who might have been at the AAA for other teams starting to do okay with the White Sox. You can't complain much about the starting pitching. It's been really good. There's going to be exceptions like Cannon last night that first inning just doesn't look good, gives up a lot of runs. It's going to happen, but I think there's better days ahead for the White Sox with their starting pitching.
Big start tonight for Matthew Boyd, given he was not as sharp as he typically is in his last outing.
Yeah, no doubt. And again, it's against Colorado, who's really played the Cubs tough here in these last two games. Now, it's ballpark assisted. You weren't going to hit home runs. The Rockies hit one, but it was a low line drive that got out of there. Last 2 days, really, PCA hit a ball on Monday that should have gone about 430 feet, and that ball was just on the warning track. Caught. He ran down to first base and just stared at the ball. He just couldn't believe that wasn't a home run. Another part of the entertainment that he brings to the game. But no doubt that, the Cubs entertain you and win games because of the tremendous versatility they have. Last night, they did it with pitching and their legs to be able to win a game. And, again, if you're going to be a outstanding team, win your division, go deep in the playoffs, That type of versatility has got to be there.
Yeah, I was saying to David this morning, it's a pity the Sox are playing the Mets right now because they're playing better baseball. It's like they brought three major leaguers back from injury, and they're playing better baseball. It's just they're playing a good team in the Mets, and it's not showing.
Mike, it's not spring training.
Yeah.
It's the regular
You're
season, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you have to play the good teams and the bad teams.
Right.
You know, look, the White Sox are in pace to win probably 10, 12 more games than they did last year. Is that good enough? No, it's not going to be good enough. You're still going to be considered a bad team, but are you feeling better about where they're going in the future? I think that's the key when you watch White Sox baseball.
Great stuff, Bruce.
See you, bros.
All right,
thanks,
guys.
Buddy.
Thanks for getting
Have
up.
Have a great day.
You too.
That is Bruce Levine. He does a great
Really
job.
Appreciate his effort because, you know what, he was there. It did end late. It was extra innings. And he talked to the guy on the field, and he's talking to us this morning.
Yeah.
Tremendous effort.
He's a hardworking man. There's no doubt about it. Always fun to talk to Bruce. And we're going to talk to Ozzy in just a bit, too. 312-644-6767 is Smelly and Hall on the Score.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Down court quickly. Shamit, long shot. That's it. The Indiana Pacers are one win away from the NBA Finals.
Oh, Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Wrap it up. You can wrap up your Knicks.
I said Knicks in seven. I'm going to be wrong.
Yeah, you're going to be wrong.
Happily wrong, I think, because the Pacers, I think you can appreciate the way they're playing. I think you appreciate the way they're playing and using their depth. They're well-coached. They're committed. And they have a guy who is becoming and emerging into, wow, superstar? Star?
Well,
how would you describe Tyrese Halliburton?
Pretty spectacular. Definitely not underrated anymore. Pretty spectacular performance yesterday with zero turnovers. That is incredible.
Well, no turnovers.
To not commit a single turnover in a game like that while scoring 32, 15 assists, 12 rebounds, triple-double.
That's the thing.
No turnovers.
You are impacting so many possessions.
Yeah.
The ball is in your hands almost all the time, and you don't turn the ball over. And that is why Tyrese Halliburton has –
emerged and been the breakout player of these playoffs? The guy that you thought whose profile maybe has changed the most? You knew that in the West, the SGA, he's the MVP.
Yes, he's the MVP.
And he finally got kind of recognized as that guy.
And they're up 3-1 and can close it out tonight at home against the Wolves.
And they have the television network's worst case scenario. Oklahoma City and Indianapolis right around the corner.
Well, I hate to say it, but that doesn't sound like much of a series to me.
Really?
With all due respect to everyone involved. Yeah,
okay,
I think
why?
Because OKC is better than a priori better than the Indiana Pacers.
I don't disagree with that, but I do think that it will be a good series. No? I think the Pacers'
I don't think this is, these either of these are good series.
Neither series has been that good so far.
And your guy, Chalamet, went to Indy. Yeah, poor son of a gun.
Why did he come? Why did he come to the Hoosier State?
He heard about the good shrimp cocktail.
St. Elmo's?
At St. Elmo's.
Yeah.
And he just wanted to be part of the whole. Well, let's hear.
Indianapolis, Indiana. We got some big wigs from the big city in the building. Spike Lee is here.
Ooh.
Ben Stiller is here. Timothy Chalamet is here.
Ooh.
Let's send these sons of back to New York with their ears ringing. Let's turn this
That's your guy, McAfee.
I'm not a huge McAfee guy, but
you're a big indie guy.
I love that.
He's a big indie guy.
I wish I'd have been there to boo.
He's your
Ben
kicker.
Stiller and Spike Lee.
He's your punter. He's your guy.
He's not my putter.
What happened to the sleeveless punter? I like that better.
Yeah. Well, he's wearing sleeves these days.
Oh, he's wearing sleeves these days?
He's a little more refined, I suppose. He's got a bigger audience to serve. That's great. That revved up that crowd. Come on. That's hilarious. Your guy Ben Stiller sitting there flummoxed. That's awesome.
What did Ben Stiller ever do to anyone?
He shows up at every Knick game. He's on the floor. He thinks he's got a speaking part. You don't have a speaking part. Hey, Timothy Chalamet, sit down. Sit down.
When I think of Knicks fans, I really don't think of Ben Stiller. I think of Spike Lee. I see Tracy Morgan out there. I don't think Ben Stiller. I never really see him too much till now.
You know, let's be honest about it.
He's everywhere.
I would say Spike is vertically challenged. Ben Stiller, I believe, vertically challenged.
You think all these short guys just
I don't
love
know
the
about,
NBA, love their
how
NBA
tall
team?
Is Chalamet?
He looks like a small guy.
Is he? I'm just saying.
He's small.
If we got three of us together, yeah, we'd beat those guys in 3-on-3 basketball.
But that doesn't.
He's 5'10".
Yeah, sure.
Chalamet is 5'10"?
He's listed at 5'10".
Yeah.
He's listed at 5'10".
In lifts.
With heels.
So was I in my 3/4-inch screwing cleats.
Exactly. There you go.
Dustin would overpower him.
Those guys showing up.
John Cougar Mellencamp, another tall guy.
John Mellencamp. No.
But he's an Indiana
Cougar
boy.
He was in the house.
He's at least a Hoosier.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from Seymour.
There you go. Yeah. Who's Seymour?
That's the town
I thought
he's
it was
an Indiana boy.
A guy.
Pat Hughes.
Lives in a pink house.
By the way, he doesn't live in a pink house. Belated happy birthday to the great Pat Hughes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yesterday, he did a tremendous call on the walk-off, as usual. Pat is at the top of his game
always, on
his birthday. Imagine that. That's the way he celebrated his birthday, with a walk-off call that was as good as they always are.
No one ever works on their birthday. I don't know a single soul who's ever.
I did.
Oh.
Come on, that's what you're saying. Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying.
I worked on my birthday because you told me I couldn't take it off.
No, you got
it. You cannot take it off.
I said, David, you can go
said,
through the drive-thru.
I'm going to Detroit.
KFC. Yeah.
You said, I'm going to Detroit next for the weekend. You can't take your birthday off the day before I'm leaving.
I went to Detroit for Memorial Day. We were all off.
And you told me I had to work.
I didn't tell you that.
You told me I had to work last Thursday.
I don't believe that's accurate.
I do think it did.
But I told you you could have some chicken.
Oh,
I gave
man.
You permission.
And I overate. I was Friday. I was hurting. I had my chicken coma. I was whoa.
You're confusing beef with chicken again.
But I had a KFC hangover.
No.
All right, let's talk to Ozzie.
I got beef depression. I can't talk about it. Just feeling too down about it. All right, we've got Ozzie Guillen next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.